Saturday, the 19th of January. I'm in Brighton outside the Churchill Shopping Centre, and it's now 12:33, and there's a gathering here of about 100 people, quite a handful of cops, some of them from the Met, and the occasion is a freedom to protest rally which has been organised by the Smash Edo campaign.
And I know we are not the only group to receive police harassment. The Smash Edo group has had 15 arrests on trumped up charges since August alone for crimes as diverse as karaoke singing.
Well, they're going to be very good then.
Our democratic rights have not been granted to us by a benevolent government. They were fought for by generations before us. People have died to give us our ability to march on the streets, and we are not going to allow a fascistic government or corrupt police to deny us these rights. Today is a message to the council, the police, and the government of this country. These streets are ours. And we are going to take them today.
The demo then set off going through the centre of Brighton to the police station, where a line of police prevented protesters from going into the station to make a formal complaint about the way that demos have been policed recently. Whilst the demonstration was outside the police station, a snatch squad moved in and took one of the protesters. This seemed to invigorate the march, which then marched back through the city to Churchill Square and for a good 20 minutes or so blocked Churchill Street, which was quite a main street on the bus route. After the demo, I met up with Delilah, one of the campaigners. Okay, can you remind us what it is that EDO does, which has led to the campaign?
EDO MBM make weapons components. The components are used for all different kinds of weapons and targeting and arming systems. One of the main components that they make is involved in the Paveway system of bombs, of missiles. Paveway was used during shock and awe against the people of Baghdad and has continued to be used by the British and the American armies against the people of Iraq. They also, we found out, have been involved in making parts for a Hellfire missile, which is used by the Israeli army to target the people of Palestine. So they make bomb release mechanisms and targeting mechanisms. They also have on site in the factory firing range, a great big sand pit, so they test and do a lot of R&D for a lot of weapons.
How do you think the demo went, Delilah?
I'm really, really pleased with the demonstration that we had today. The reason for the demonstration was that recently going to the actual physical factory and making our protest heard and, you know, getting our message across to the workers has become increasingly difficult. Since August, there's been 15 arrests at the factory, and we decided enough was enough with police repression, and we would take the fight back into town to, you know, show the police that we weren't intimidated by them, we weren't scared by them, and that also to get the message out to a wider audience about what was happening to us. The factory is tucked away in an industrial estate, so often it feels like you're out of sight, out of mind, so it's about spreading the message. I'm really happy with the turnout. It's a cold, dismal January, we're all broke, and we got 150, 200 people by the end. The policing was at first quite a softly approach, and it did feel like we were controlling the demonstration, controlling the streets, taking the point across that we will not be silenced and we will not be oppressed by them. And it felt really strong to march with a big samba band and loads of happy dancing people up to the police station to make our point that we were not going to let them win and we weren't going to let them control us. I'm really happy with the way that turned out.
Right, since we've last had you on the programme, EDO has been bought out by another company. Can you tell us a bit about that?
EDO MBM, the sites in Brighton, are part of a much larger American company called EDO Corp. And recently, the English part of EDO Corp has been bought out by a company called ITT. On one level, we were quite happy about this because it allowed us to change the name of our campaign from Smash EDO to Smash It, Smash ITT. But obviously, actually, that's not very good. What we were dealing with previously was a very small factory in a local town, and now the owners are ITT, who are this huge multinational corporation. They're one of the original multinational corporations. They've been around for a long, long time. They worked with Hitler, they worked with Pinochet, they're involved in all kinds of shady and dodgy dealings. We are hoping that our campaign will prove the Brighton factory unprofitable, and as part of the takeover and the new sort of shake-up and management, they will shut down the Brighton factory partly because of our campaign. So in some ways we're positive about the takeover, but obviously the bigger the company, the harder it is to attack it.
What plans are there for the campaign in the near future?
Our campaign has regular noise demos outside the factory, and these will continue. These are kind of the baseline, the stability of our campaign. So once a week for 2 hours, we go, and as the workers are leaving work, we make noise and we make our protest heard. I should think there will continue to be actions against the factory as there has been in the past. These have taken the forms of rooftop occupations, blockades of the factory, lock-ons, trying to prevent work directly affecting the war machine, which is what's going on inside that factory. That will continue. We've got a film coming out, an hour and a half long film, which has been made by an independent filmmaker, which details the rise of the campaign and the police repression, the state repression against us. We're taking this around the country in the spring, and we're hoping to inspire other small groups to come to the factory to do demonstrations and to take part and to do actions and take part in this. So that's happening. We're also trying to diversify our campaign. One of the things that other long-running campaigns, such as animal rights campaigns, have done is target delivery companies that work with the factory, as it becomes harder and harder, as it has for us, to actually directly affect the factory. So we're going to be targeting delivery companies and supply companies. Yeah, and anything else that seems fun as it comes up.
Okay, if people want to find out more about the campaign, how can they go about it?
They can go to our website, www.smashedo.org.uk, and there will be on that website a phone number which they can phone us up if they want to ask any questions, or they can email us. We check the emails regularly, try and get back to them. Even if you can't get down to Brighton to take part in either the demos or the actions, there is stuff you could either do in your hometown for the subsidiary companies. You could host a date for the tour if you've got any connections for film showings and talks in your town, or you can take part in phone blockades, which we regularly have against the factory. So just because you're not physically in Brighton doesn't mean that you can't be part of us and can't be involved.
Okay, and that website address again?
www.smashedo.org.uk.
Thanks very much, Delilah. This is FTP for Indie Media Global Reports on Resonance 104.4 FM.